Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Joy Powers. For many college students, life on campus may be the first opportunity they have to live on their own. And once they're at school, their physical and mental comfort can spell the difference between a good and a bad college experience.
For students who identify as LGBTQ, those can be especially significant issues. Each year, the Campus Pride Index names the top 30 universities around the country that foster an inclusive environment for LGBTQ students. And for the fourth year in a row, UW-Milwaukee has been named one of them.
Authors of the study cite factors ranging from an inclusive housing policy to the school's LGBT studies program, gender-neutral bathroom facilities, and a chancellor's advisory committee for LGBTQ advocacy as contributing to a nearly perfect score on the index.
Jen Murray is director of the UWM LGBT Resource Center. She spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski and explained what it means to students and the university to have a welcoming and inclusive campus.
I think that we have seen and heard from students in the last 4 years of receiving this honor and distinction and designation for our campus that it means a lot to see themselves be reflected and honored and affirmed in their campus environment. So they want to be part of the UWM LGBTQ plus family, and they also want to know that they can have Panther pride and be their full selves and see that they can be totally who they are. And so I think that students oftentimes are looking for opportunities to live, learn, and socialize within spaces that honor and respect the totality of who they are. And so having this recognition, given that we're rated as a 5-star campus for LGBTQ plus friendliness, it is the highest rating that Campus Pride awards. And so I think that it demonstrates the commitment from administration, from faculty, staff, and the campus community to really make UWM stand out and be not only on the map, but also a treasure on the map for LGBTQ plus communities.
Now, on average, what is the percentage of the student body that identifies as LGBTQ+?
This is a really difficult question to answer because we don't
So
we don't actually take any demographic information in on applications for LGBTQ plus identities. So, and we also know that identity development happens oftentimes over the course of the lifespan. And so, because identities are fluid, it would be difficult to say that like a first year student coming in with an identity might hold that same identity. They may have a different identity by the time they're at their senior year. So, there is a stellar researcher who is the name of Dr. Sue Rankin, and her associates have actually established that there's probably a conservative estimate would be 4% of any given population, and a very generous estimate would be 20% of any given population. And so I think that if you look at UWM student population being around 25,000, you know, I think that you could probably estimate from there whether or not we land in the 4 to 20%. And if you do the middle, probably around 10% of that population. And so I think that, you know, 2,500 students is a pretty good number to think about in terms of having LGBT plus Q identities.
Definitely. Now, this Campus Pride Index was in development since 2001, and it officially launched in 2007. But things at UWM have been in place much longer before you got your Campus Pride Index ratings. So when did UWM actively start to create a welcoming and safe, proactive environment for its LGBTQ community?
So UWM actually began in 1995 with a task force that convened only around lesbian, gay, bisexual, and actually bisexual wasn't an identity that was listed either. So it was really lesbian and gay communities. And there was a task force that was appointed by the chancellor at the time to really examine and look at what the climate was like for LG populations. And so I think that the progress that has been made since 1995 is that students made an investment and put a proposal together in the year 2000-2001 and put it before our student finance committee. And so the student association, the student segregated fees are what fund the LGBT Resource Center specifically. And the LGBT Resource Center has been in establishment since 2003. 2003, we opened up in that academic year. So we're at the tail end of our 15th anniversary year celebration. And I would say that, you know, over the course of the 15 years, we've definitely seen a greater awareness and a greater interest and knowledge from trans and non-binary communities. So that's something that I think has been celebrated. And I believe that Campus Pride has done a great job of working to try to find these measures that are self-reported to be able to allow for a campus to acknowledge where they've made great strides and improvements to work with and also intentionally include LGBTQ plus folks.
Absolutely. One important thing you mentioned is that the LGBT Resource Center is student-led and funded. So this kind of separates it from other, say, on-campus organizations or committees. Do you think this truly makes a difference in what attributes to this high score and consistently getting this rating and index because it's student-led and involved?
Yes. So I would say that the high score comes from student engagement and really reflecting the needs of our campus population. So students have a voice and have an opportunity to make a difference and create change, and they have done so over the course of the 15 years of the LGBT Resource Center's existence. I do need to also give some shout-outs to, you know, the Gay People Union, which was, you know, the student organizations and the mobilization that was happening early on, probably even prior to 1995. And so I think that there definitely is a nod to our history. And I'm always excited to say that we have an amazing number of LGBTQ plus campus partners, one of them being the Golda Meir Libraries, where there is the Special Collections and Archives that houses the premier history of Wisconsin LGBTQ plus communities, which is always super exciting. Also, we have the only standalone LGBT studies certificate program at UW-Milwaukee. And so we have a number of measures, not to even forget another key piece is the Peck School of the Arts has the Milwaukee LGBT Film and Videos Festival. And so we have worked over the course of time with the LGBT Resource Center and getting students' needs. And then I think that it's looking at the campus community more broadly as well as the region. I think that, you know, Milwaukee is rich with a number of LGBTQ plus communities. And I use communities intentionally to talk about not just a singular monolithic entity, but really there are multiple people within our communities who hold multiple marginalized identities. And we want to make sure that we're respecting and honoring them as we work to uplift. In particular, our mission is around social justice-based education, looking at intersectionality and the intersectional experiences when we're doing the education, programming, and activities across the spectrums of gender and sexuality.
Right. It's much more than just hosting, you know, the annual drag shows or making sure that housing facilities are acceptable for all people. You know, you mentioned that it's a study certificate. So it's really part of the whole college experience, not necessarily the whole living on campus aspect for students.
Absolutely. And I think that it's the academic element as well as the social and the environmental components that are contributing to the success of LGBTQ plus students and preparing them to be in this global world that we're in.
So what resources are specifically offered at the LGBT Resource Center, and what other kind of initiatives and priorities does UWM take in order to make sure that its LGBTQ plus population is served properly?
So I would say that UW-Milwaukee was the first campus in Wisconsin to offer gender-inclusive housing, and that puts us ahead of our peers within the state, but also following a best practice across the nation in terms of creating inclusive living environments for LGBTQ plus folks. We also have offered students a chance to be known by their name and use, and that's an important piece so that students internally to our campus are recognized by the name that they use and honored by that name in the classroom and across campus when they're interacting and or interfacing with our systems and our campus resources. I would also say that UWM students are able to easily correct their gender identity within student records, and that's really a key piece. And then in terms of like programming, what LGBT Resource Center does is we host annual events like the Coming Out Monologues, which is an open mic event that's in celebration of National Coming Out Day. And then we also celebrate folks at our Lavender graduation celebration every year, and that is looking at their accomplishments and achievements. And so I like to think of, you know, we start out with a fall welcome the first year that somebody arrives, and every year we have that fall welcome reception, and every year we have a Coming Out Monologues. And we've sought to make sure that we have a Trans Empowerment Month, which will be in the month of November. And this year we're ecstatic because we're partnering with several people, Helen Bader School of Social Welfare, Peck School of the Arts, the Union Art Gallery, and we're bringing Translucent, which is a community exhibition and art installation that showcases our trans family. It is the Transilient Project and an artist from Portland, Oregon, as well as we're looking for submissions through October 5th for community and student artists to contribute to this translucent art exhibition that will be coming in on November 16th with the opening night.
So with a campus that is actively involved in students' life, both in and outside the classroom, there was only a few things, very minor things, missing in your score index, such as students have the option to self-identify sexual orientation on admission application. You mentioned you don't take those numbers, but that they are able to change it while they're enrolled. LGBTQ social fraternity or sorority annually participates in LGBTQ admission fairs and trans-inclusive student health insurance policy, which covers hormone replacement therapy. And I would imagine it's hard for any college to do that, much less a lot of other medical needs for all the student body. But are there any active plans to change any of these that weren't checked on this Campus Pride Index and strive towards a complete checklist in the future? Or what initiatives are you focusing on currently that you think will help make UWM a better place?
There are several of these areas that we're actually working on currently. One of them, we actually have an LGBTQ plus advocacy senator who is within our student association, and they work really closely with us. And also, and when I say us, I mean the LGBT Resource Center. Also, we have an active and engaged Chancellor's Advisory Committee for LGBT plus advocacy. And those two entities that are outside of the LGBT Resource Center work in tandem with us on several different initiatives, one of them being a double-sided ID. So we're working to be able to make sure that our name in use, or our preferred name system, as it is known on campus, is able to be where students can have both of their legal name as well as the name that they use recognized on their student IDs. And then we also have work around, and I think we've gotten a lot of recognition, I should say, about our pronoun card. So that's a card that we use that is an educational tool and a resource where people can be able to learn a little bit more about non-binary pronouns. And what I mean by that is a pronoun set that is not within the construct of he and she or masculine and feminine pronouns, but rather looking more broadly at the pronouns that are the singular use of the word they, and also vivivers, perpers, zizirzim. So there are multiple pronoun sets, and we have a sampling of them on our educational pronoun card. The third thing that I would talk about is we're working collaboratively with Norris Health Center and looking at what does it look like to offer the hormone replacement therapy and for them to start to initiate that. And they are, gratefully, we're happy to say that they are working with our students to do continuation of care for students who already have a prescription in place for their hormone therapy. And then I would also add that we have some amazing community partners. So we work with the Greater Milwaukee Health Center to help students make referrals that are for trans-inclusive health care beyond the UW-Milwaukee campus. I think that the other point that was made was around the collection of data, and there was an addition of the gender category, an expansion of the gender category within the applications. And just as a point of clarification, I think when I talked about not collecting data, we do collect data around gender identity, but we aren't necessarily using that data and sort of reporting out because it's not necessarily something that we use other than providing resources and services for internally to our campus community. We do not collect data on sexual orientation or sexual identity, and that's something that we need to come out of a UW system initiative or a larger scale initiative, because it is a common application, and so it's a little bit larger of a project.
Well, yet I think
it's something.
Yeah, it's something
that I think that my peers and my colleagues across the system are invested and interested in, and I think that it's something that may come on board. And if it doesn't come on board, I think that we're still doing our best as a system to be able to make sure that we're honoring and reflecting through our non-discrimination policies and through our practices on our individual campuses.
Definitely. So 5 out of 5 with the Campus Pride Index, but also I imagine you get a lot of good feedback from students and interactions you have every day. What advantage does UWM have in actively taking responsibility and engaging in continually improving their LGBTQ campus climate?
Oh, this is a key question. And I would say that we really are involved on multiple levels to work with the Chancellor's Cabinet, to work with the Provost Academic Leadership Council, to work with a number of our key campus partners to help them to really think through what does it look like to have policies and practices that affirm and advocate and support LGBTQ plus folks. And then we also have this external relationships that we've built with some of our community partners, looking at like diverse and resilient resilient when we talk about the health and well-being of LGBTQ plus communities, or if we look at Cream City Foundation and the scholarships that they afford for some of our UWM students to be able, LGBTQ plus students to be present. So we have the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center. I mean, the list is pretty extensive to the number of community partners that we are connected to. And then we also have worked with a number of corporate entities. So BMO Harris Bank has been a huge supporter of our work in our educational outreach and initiatives. And we've had tremendous fortune in working with entities such as Baird, Harley-Davidson, Rockwell Automation. And so I feel really fortunate that we have kind of had this breadth and depth of engagement that allow for us to be a resource for not just our campus community, but also the wider Milwaukee area.
Jen Murray, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks again. I appreciate you having me. Take care.
Jen Murray is the director of the UWM LGBT Resource Center. She spoke with Audrey Nowakowski, and you can find out more information at wuwm.com.